Hey, happy day, free speech. We have the right of expression. We can say things. We can't say hateful things. We can't stand on the corner and yell and scream, but we have a right to talk. Politicians, not so much, particularly in places Great Britain, that'd be it, England, and Canada, and other countries associated with England that work under their same parliamentary system. In England today, over 30 people a day are arrested every day for doing retweets and other things talking about transgenders. A guy just recently said, transgenders, that's not normal. He went to prison, right, for a short time, called a jail then, but he's now on three meals a day because he said, but I'm not changing my mind. Transgenderism is not normalism. And he said, oh, yes, it is, and how dare you talk? What are you going to do about that? You got to preach it. They're atheists and we're preachers and we got to go out and bring them over to the right. And I don't mean that atheist business from a religious or spiritual perspective. I mean it one, bring somebody over and change their views, change their opinions. And I think it's very important that we all do that and work at it, because the world is on a fast track to destruction. It truly is. And then you look at Narcan. Narcan, it's used to reverse an overdose, right? Who does that? Who goes out and does the reverse? Firefighters mostly, and so many others, ETMs and paramedics, they're wasting their time. Truly, these are losers that have given up on life. They should be in a mental place. They need mental health care, but instead it's the same stuff. They save the same lives of the same people almost daily. And then they're mad at them because you took me out of my high and how dare you get close so I can hit you, and it's a fight. It's not even safe anymore. And the firefighters particularly, they need to be ready to fight a fire. And you need to come up with a new department. We'll call it the Loser Brigade or something, I guess. Because these people, they have choices. There's consequences. They've given up on life. Hey, I feel bad for you, but I can't help you. You need help, but ultimately, you're the only one that can help yourself. So you need to do that. In the meantime, check in. Government, put them into a home. Do something and free up the good guys to do good stuff. Instead, they're being bogged down and pulled into that world. And I get it. Gravity. It's a pretty serious thing. Gravity, it pulls you down. Firefighters are being tugged with gravity every day, in every city, and it's just not nice. Hey, government, if you need additional help with running anything, give me that call, don't you know. Now, let's talk about this Michigan City, Ann Arbor in Michigan. They've recently said, we shouldn't have neighborhoods watch signs. There's over 600 of them. Let's take them down, because that's discriminatory. I mean, that's racist, and so many things that are just dumb. Wow, it's like a smorgasbord for bad people to come into a place and see signs that say no guns allowed here and no neighborhood watch anymore. How bad is that? But they think that, you know, there's no evidence. It's an evidence-based policy. What policy? They don't even know what they're talking about. They go in circles, all hat, no cattle, these people dumb as sticks. What do you do with them? You just have to ignore them. I mean, you have to have something other than what they say. They say signage is expressions of exclusion. Of course it is. You want to exclude the criminals from coming into your neighborhood. But that's actually a term that they use. I got to say it again because it's so bizarre. A sign that says you shouldn't come in here and commit a crime, that's an expression of exclusion. My God, are these people really that dumb? I guess they are dumb and dangerous. You know, here's a liberal lawn sign, right? Manure for sale. Manure for sale, they're all full of crap and it kind of goes with it. Ah, manure is just secondhand grass anyway, don't you know? The U.S. U.S. is doing great things. I mean, there's a plan. There's a master plan that we're not privy to. I mean, they're out fighting wars in different countries and different things, but Americans need things. They're an expansionist government. All governments have been, and they need things. They need more oil, they need more this, they need more love, but what they don't need is debt, and they have a huge debt. It's flirting with $40 trillion. That's a lot of dough. Wow. So hopefully there's a plan on that. Kick those tariffs up, because in the old days, that's what happened. Countries had tariffs and they had no debt. And they didn't have personal income tax. And today, of course, they've got all those different things. Now we got one more crazy person, Rashida Tlaib, That person has introduced a unhoused bill of rights to protect homeless camping. They should have money all of the time. They should have the equal rights of property owners. They should be able to camp in your backyard. They should be able to go into a restaurant anywhere that they choose, and you have no right to harass them, because that would be harassment if you went up to a person who was a drug head and doing funny things in your establishment. You have no rights then, under this act, to evict them. You have to, you know, nice person, here's more money for you, dumb is forever, very, very bad, but that's the left. I used to think they could be fixed. They can't be. They can't be. We just have to go over top of them and run our own business and ignore these people. It's hard to do today with the internet because so many of the press people are kind of left-wing wacks as well. So we get to read about all the craziness. It was nice pre-internet. You knew they were out there, but you didn't get to see them or talk about them all the time. Here's a photo. A friend of mine just sent to me the other day. Back in the day, this was in the mid-60s, I didn't think any of my friends could afford a camera. I don't think I ever had a camera when I was that young, but that's a picture of me. You can imagine. I was about 16 years old, driving my friend's convertible, and my eyes are closed in that photo, so I hope I opened them, otherwise it would still be in the ditch. But that picture reminded me of a story that Ronald Reagan once said. He said there was a young boy at the Democrat convention selling kittens, and Democrats came by and looked at the kittens and that was that. And a couple of months later, there was a Republican convention. The same boy with the same kittens was sitting there selling them. And one Democrat who came to snoop on what the Republicans were doing, he came and said, "Hey, you were at the Democrat convention and now these kittens are Republican." The kid looked at him and said, "Well, of course, their eyes are open. Ha, hey, y'all come back."